I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the phone by Finian Murray. Good morning to you, Finian.
Morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you? That's the most important question, as this is Men's Health Awareness Week.
We're celebrating Men's Health Week. It begins on Monday, Monday gone by, and always finishes every year on Father's Day. So right smack in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different this year compared. We've spoke to you the past 2 years at least about this, and as you've said before, a lot of men will take better care of their car than their own bodies. So this year it's kind of focused on the COVID-19, and men are twice as likely to die of COVID-19. Now, I didn't know that till reading this morning, so talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, coronavirus seems to be having a disproportionate impact on men. And even though the number of cases are pretty much equal between men and women, men seem to be faster developing serious illness and recover slower from the virus. And then they have a higher overall death rate as well, as you were saying. So that's one of the things we've noticed about COVID-19. It's having its effect on men. So we decided this year to focus Men's Health Week on COVID-19 and about getting beyond COVID. You know, it's all about restoring the balance and finding a solution. So find out, you know, what part of the solution you can be.
Yeah, I suppose it's a good time to sit down and think about things, because as a lot of people are working from home and they're not in the workplace, maybe they have that little bit more time to think about how they can take action to beat underlying conditions like their health, their mental health, their physical health. Time to think and time to probably change a little bit of the bad, I suppose, habits that you've been doing, and to kind of get more healthier options and start walking a little bit more. It's given us time to think, I think, through all this anyway.
Yeah, and it's interesting, there was a piece of research come out yesterday from what's the Drink Aware, and they were saying that something like 35% of men have made a positive change towards their alcohol use, for example, during this lockdown period. So like, a lot of men are taking the opportunity to, you know, use this time to make healthier choices, and that's what Men's Health Week is all about. Every year we actually try to, you know, encourage men to become aware of preventable health problems, and we also use the week to support men and boys to engage in healthier lifestyle choices and activities, and encourage, of course, the early detection and treatment of health difficulties. For example, like every day during the week, we just pick one of the main health issues, and today's health issue is about cancer prevention. And, you know, so where I, you know, like, cancer is one of those things where, for example, if it's picked up early, the treatment outcomes are way, way better, especially for something like testicular cancer or prostate cancer in men. So that's one of the sub-themes of the week, and that just happens to be happening today, this Wednesday. It's about, you know, about creating the balance, cancer prevention, and encouraging men to look out for early signs of cancer and get the treatment early, and then the treatment outcomes will be much better.
And Finian, do you find a lot of men, if they have, like, I know we say, oh, man flu and that, but when it comes down to kind of serious illness, and just by the men I know in my life, I would kind of pick up quicker the symptoms that they're going through, and I'm saying, go to a doctor and just get it seen to. Do you find a lot of men will say, no, look, I'll just leave it, it'll be okay, it'll just go, and they're really reluctant to go and get it sorted?
Yeah, and all the research is actually showing what you've said there. For example, I think the two or three men who go to the doctor are there reluctantly. Either they've been nagged into going, or they're going as a last resort, you know. So it's interesting that, you know, if we could just get men to be a bit more what we call proactive about their health. So when they feel something is wrong in the early stages, that we'll get down to the doctor. And if only just to put their mind at ease, if there's nothing wrong, so be it. At least it'll put their mind at ease. And if we get men to be, you know, more proactive about their health, then, you know, we would be much happier. And that's what Men's Health Week is all about as well. It's just getting men to be more, you know, just being more aware of their health.
And do you think as well, Finian, at a certain age, men should get a full kind of, I suppose, NCT in their bodies?
Well, yeah, it's recommended from when you turn the age of 50, you should be getting a regular health checkup either every year or every 2 years, you know. From that time on, you know, you should definitely be getting a health checkup. And the men who do are the ones who do live longer, and, you know, they tend to have better quality of life in their elderly years as well. So it's a very good habit to get into. From about the age of 50 onwards, you know, you should be getting down to your doctor and asking for just an overall health check. Now, it doesn't have to be you know, all bells and whistles. It can be just like what we call a cardiovascular health check, you know, just your blood pressure and your blood and a few things like that, you know, just a basic health check. That can make all the difference.
Exactly. Maybe it might be a good thing to have, like women have for the breast check, like a mobile fan for men to just get, you know, a check, and might probably make them go more easier or something. If there's something more kind of out there for men, they might be more willing to go and get checked up if it was a letter sent out, some like women at the age of 50 for a breast check. Yeah, when the men at the age of 50 might be, and you know, you need to have a checkup, and not a big thing, as you said, just the main things: blood pressure, heart, you know, all that. Because one in five men die before they reach retirement age, which is very sad.
It's very young. It's very sad. Yeah. And even the life expectancy between men and women, there's still a 4-year gap there. So men would die on average 4 years earlier than women, and then they also have higher death rates at all ages and for all leading causes of death. So I think that would be a good idea for even the men who are just given a reminder when they're 50, just to go and get some kind of a health check. Now, there are services out there. For example, the Irish Heart Foundation, they have a van that goes around to different events, and, you know, there's a nurse there who will give men information. I mean, they've been at loads of the different sheds and stuff like that, you know. And then the Marie Keating Foundation, they have a mobile unit as well that goes around to different events.
Oh, do they? Oh, that's good. Yeah.
There is stuff out there, but it's just, if there was a bit more, it would be good help. Yeah.
And the other thing is as well with men is their stress and their mental health. You don't see many men meeting for a coffee to have a chat about how they're feeling, really. Now, one good thing, I think, really, in the past couple of years is the men's sheds. And I think that's a great outlet for men to get together, to have a chat. And I'd like to even see more of them coming up. But there is a good few of these men's sheds about, which is great. But for men, men and their mental health, they don't really talk about it. So this is something that really has to be put out there as well, that it's good to talk.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like actually one of the lines from the men's sheds is that men prefer to talk shoulder to shoulder rather than face to face. And that's why the men's sheds have been such a success, because, you know, the sheds were set up and men go and they do some kind of a little activity in the shed. But at the same time, when they're there, they will talk to each other about kind of deeper issues, you know. Mm. So there's something like, I think there's over 400 sheds in Ireland now at the moment. So it's been a huge success in terms of space for men to kind of be themselves and to meet up and to get involved in activity. But it's also showing as well that, you know, the men's mental health improves when they are part of a shed, because they feel connected to a group and part of a, you know, of a community and stuff like that. And all that's very good for your mental health. So
exactly.
From that point of view, it's improving men's mental health without actually setting up to do that, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Just kind of one of the byproducts of it.
And a lot of people think it's just for kind of older men who have retired, but it's not. It's for all men.
It's for all men. Yeah.
It's for all men, but it is, I suppose, as well, men who've worked all their lives, and when they get to that retirement age, sometimes feel, oh, they're at a bit of a loss, and a bit they're not kind of, I suppose, not saying they're not worthy, but there's not much to look forward to. So if they kind of have this every day or every twice or three times a week to just go out there and meet up with other men and have a chat, I think it is brilliant. And I think it's great that they've brought these men's sheds in. But Finian, tell us a little bit about the forum itself. When was it set up and how do you keep it going? Are you government funded?
The Mental Forum was set up in 1999. Would you believe it started in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, and there was a very strong mental advocate called Dr. Ian Banks. He was involved in the Mental Forum in the UK, and he came over to Northern Ireland because he's originally from there, and he helped set it up in Northern Ireland in 1999. And so last year was the 20th anniversary of the Mental Forum. But we've only been celebrating Mental Week from 2005, and it began with a poster campaign about men just needing to watch their weight. But since then, it's getting bigger and bigger, and we've connected a lot more with the International Men's Health Week as well, where it's celebrated all over the world. And now, like this year, our Men's Health Week is exclusively online, because every other year we'd have organized events and encouraged men to go to these events, but because of social distancing, we're not allowed to organize them this year, so that's where we're focusing, you know, pretty much on the online and on the radio coverage.
Yeah.
For Men's Health Week this year. And it is funded through the HSE. It also gets some money from the Public Health Agency in Northern Ireland, because it's an all-Ireland group. And the main flagship of it every year is actually Men's Health Week. But the forum's also involved in mental health training. We're very much involved in the Engage training course that the HSE and the Men's Development Network roll out every year. And it's also involved in different pieces of research, but the flagship every year is Men's Health Week.
And so this year, as you said, it's a bit different because you can't meet up. So is there a lot of webinars going on and video calls and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also, if people want loads of information and even ideas on how to celebrate the week, the Men's Health Forum in Ireland website is mhfi.org, and that has all the... It's like a one-stop shop for men's health on the island of Ireland, and has all the whole section there dedicated to Men's Health Week. There's also a chance to download a copy of the man manual, which is updated every year, and that's also on that website. So I would encourage your listeners just to go into mhfi.org, and you'll get all the information on Men's Health Week there, and ideas on how to celebrate it.
Great. Okay, listen, Finian, thanks a million for talking to us this morning, and I presume we'll hopefully be talking to you again next year. And as we said, do for all the men listening out there this morning, do look after your health, because it's very important. Mental and physical health is very important. And as I said, go on to mhfi.org and you'll get all the information there.
Thanks, Melinda.
Okay, thank you, Finian. Thank you. Bye-bye. And a big thank you there once again to Finian who spoke to us there from the Men's Health Forum in Ireland. And as I said, do go on to mhfi.org and you'll get all the information there on what's taking place this week, because this is Men's Health Awareness Week. And remember, don't be afraid to go and get checked. Don't be afraid to talk, because we all need to talk to somebody, and we all need to look after our health. So thanks once again there to Finian.